بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شيخ come close to brothers ان شاء الله. حمله مجلس respected علماء اكرام الزم الاسلام, all praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى who has given us this opportunity once again to be in this great gathering, the gathering where the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى is being taken, where the name of his beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is being taken. My dear respected brothers, in the eyes of Allah, these gatherings where the zikr of Allah takes place, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that these gatherings shine onto the inhabitants of the heaven, that is the malaika, just as the stars shine onto the inhabitants of this earth. So we should thank Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity to remain behind in His home, in the masjid, the places that refer to as the gardens of Jannah. Those places where the name of Allah is taken place, these are referred to as the gardens of Jannah. Today, my dear respected brothers, the things of this world have become apparent to us. They've become, so to say, a reality to us. The value of the things of this world, the value of gold, the value of silver, the value of property, the value of degrees. But my dear brothers, all these things are worthless in the eyes of Allah. No sooner or later, when this world comes to an end, all this will be turned to dust. But my dear respected elders and brothers, that person who has iman and leaves this world with his iman, then my dear brothers, he may have nothing of this world. He may be living on the street, he may not have a roof over his head, he may not have sufficient clothing to cover his entire body, he may not have enough food to fill his belly. But this person, my dear respected elders and brothers, if he dies in the condition of iman, then he will be successful forever and ever. And the person who has everything of this world, he's got all the wealth of this world, he has status, people look up to him, so to say, because of his wealth. He may be even ruling a country or a few countries, and maybe a king. He has all the luxuries of life. But if this person, with all his amenities and all his luxuries, if he leaves this world without iman, my dear brothers, then all of this will come to an end. And he will be in doom and destruction forever and forever and forever. So you should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great ni'mat of iman. And we should have to make effort on this effort. Like how a person who considers something valuable in this world, he makes all out effort to take care of it. He doesn't leave it lying around if it's something material. If it is a piece of gold, a coin, if it is a diamond that's precious, he takes care of it. He places it in a safe place, in a safety box, in a safe. And he makes all out efforts to protect it. Similarly, my dear brothers, we have to make effort on this iman. Because this iman is more valuable than anything in this world can. Nothing can buy this iman. On the day of Qiyamah, a disbeliever will present before Allah this whole world filled with gold for just one place in Jannah. And he cannot buy all of this, with all this wealth, he cannot buy one single moment in Jannah. So how fortunate are we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with iman. So you have to make effort on iman. And the effort of iman is a very simple effort. It is that constant dawat of the greatness of Allah. That Allah is Khaliq, is the creator of this entire universe. Allah is controlling everything. Allah has created everything. Everything, all conditions are in the hands of Allah. And such is the control of all these things in the hands of Allah, my dear brothers, that it even defies our logic. One day I was sitting in a bayan, and the alim explained so beautifully the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. That today we've understood the qualities of the things of this world. We know what is hot. What is hot can't be cold. What is up cannot be down. What is in cannot be out. What is light cannot be dark. They are complete opposite. But Allah is independent of these conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent of these systems. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows through His Qudrat that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is being flung into the fire, that which is hot for the people around becomes cool for Ibrahim alayhi salam. At that same moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows as independent of time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to Sitatul Muntaha in a matter of one night. We're traveling from the east to the west of this globe. It takes almost 12, 15 hours to fly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely independent of this, of time. Of time plays person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the systems in this world for us to utilize for our benefit and to recognize Allah. When we look at the cow, a simple example. Cow eats green grass, drinks clear water. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains beautifully in the Quran, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between the dung and the blood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces pure white milk. This is the qudrat of Allah. So my dear brothers, over and over we have to speak about Allah. Allah is Khaliq, He is the creator of all of these systems. And Allah is controlling everything. And we have to speak about Akhirat. Today the Akhirat has become a distant imagination in our mind. A thought in our mind. It hasn't become a reality. For Sahaba it was a reality. That's why when Hanzala radiallahu anhu, my dear brothers, he is sitting at home with his wife and his children. And for that moment he thinks that what is my condition? And then he thinks to himself that I've become munafiq. Munafiq is a person who outwardly, who says with his tongue he is a believer, but in his heart he is not a believer. And he considers himself to be a munafiq. And he leaves his home with this worry and this fikr. The nafalaka hanzala, nafalaka hanzala. The hanzala has become munafiq. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sees him and he hears him. And he asks him, oh hanzala, what are you saying? What do you mean by this? He says, oh Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that when we in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about Jannat and Jahannam, he says, like it's in front of us. But when I was with my wife and my children, then this thought left my mind. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also becomes concerned that what is the condition of my iman? If this is your condition, this is my condition also. Let us go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains beautifully to the Sahaba something like this, that if, oh Hanzala, if you have to remember Allah all the time, then the angels would shake hands with you wherever you go. So this was the fikr and the concern of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. This was their worry. It wasn't this worry of how I'm going to get that plate of food at the end of the day, how I'm going to attain that degree, how I'm going to get that house. No. That's why Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu majlis brothers, that although he accepted Nubuwwat well after some of the senior Sahaba, but he devoted his time to be in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn one hadith. That one day he is wiping his nose with a fine piece of linen, and he recalls the time, the sacrifice that he made, that he didn't have food in his belly, that he would roll with pain, with the pangs of hunger, and people mistook it to be epilepsy, a seizure, a fit, and they would place their feet on his neck. That this was the condition of Sahaba. They valued each and every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They valued the beloved company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear friends, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he's undertaking a journey, and as he passes by a certain place, he gets off his conveyance. His companions notice his behavior. He goes and he makes an action as though he's relieving himself. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, his companions are confused. They're surprised. And they ask him that, what are you doing? He says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passes this way one day, when I traveled with him, that he relieved himself at the spot. Imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they followed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the minutest detail. Because they had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also they had the itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are two very, very important aspects of the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That one is to follow Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to bring the sunnah alive in our lives. But to have the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is just as important. We see the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, he had the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he didn't accept Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Nabi of Allah. And we see the munafiq, Abdullah bin Ubay, he followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but didn't love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these two qualities have to be created in the heart. A love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be created. That how this will happen? When you will make the durood, when send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, When we will think and ponder over the sacrifices of Rasulullah, that what Nabi didn't go through for each one of us. That every moment of his life, his entire life was devoted to his ummah. Even on his deathbed, my dear sweet brothers, before the angel enters his home, Malk al-Mawt, he wants to know the condition, that what decision has Allah made with regard to my ummah. Even my dear respected brothers, on the day of Qiyamah, when everyone, every single of the children of Adam alayhi salam will be worried about themselves and being saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his words will be ummati, 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 ummati. He'll be at the place of the scales of the weighing scales. He'll be at the Hawz al-Kawthar. He'll be by the pool Sirat, waiting for his ummah to help them across, to help weigh the scales of their deeds so that they be successful, to intercede on their behalf. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never forgot one and all of us, my dear brothers. Every single one of his ummati is still the day of Qiyamah. A simple example is given. A parent who is attached to a child, or even our beloved parents, we know that if we get some news, some bad news, that this person, or this father of mine, or this mother of mine, or this child of mine, small child of mine is diagnosed, Allah forbid, with some dreaded disease, like for example, cancer, then what happens to the parents? What becomes their condition? That food they eat loses its taste. The sleep and the rahat that they had is lost. They are restless. They get enjoyment in nothing. Even on Eid day, my dear brothers, there's a sense of pain in the heart. Aisha Lana describes Rasulullah when he was in sujood, making dua for the ummah, that the sound of a boiling kettle was heard in his heart. This was a worry of Rasulullah. This constant fikr, this concern for his ummatis, each one of us. So that parent who cannot sleep, cannot rest, cannot enjoy anything in this world, they have some understanding of what Rasulullah meant for each one of us. That Nabi had no rest. He had no peace. That after the day he was made Nabi, he rolled up his bedding. He understood the magnitude of his responsibility. And he tirelessly worked day and night, that in the day he would go from person to person, that who is there and that will accept me, who is there that will help me, قُولُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِهُ, from 10 to 10 in Mina, going and inviting the Ansar, the people of Medina and those that came for Hajj, towards Deen, having this worry. We know what the condition of the Muslims were then, or rather the Arabs were then, those before they accepted Deen. What was their condition? They were considered the worst people on the face of this earth, fighting one another over trivial matters, killing one another, feuds, writing down in their will that this tribe will avenge the next tribe, eating carrion, dead meat, burying their daughters alive. Majestic brothers, these same group of people became such that when Iman entered the heart, they became radiallahu anhum. They became the beloveds of Allah. Because why, majestic brothers? They sacrificed. They gave up everything of this dunya. They even gave up life itself. A sahabi is deputed by Umar radiallahu anhu in the path of Allah. And he and his companions are captured by the king of that time. Cruel king. And then he holds him hostage and he tells him that if you do not renounce your deen, then I will kill you. But if you accept my deen, then I will marry you to my daughter and give you half the kingdom. So he refused. Then the king took a companion of his, got the soldiers to boil a pot of boiling water, a cauldron, and then the sahabi was placed in this cauldron. And then, my dear brothers, he is again asked that, are you ready to renounce your deen? And he says, no, never. And then the king tells him, right, take him now. you also throw him into that pot. And as he's going, tears start to pour out of his eyes. The soldiers notice, and they bring him back to the king. They said, now he's softened up. And then the king asks him, that now you're ready to give up? Why are you crying? He says, I'm crying because I've only got one life to give Allah. Imagine how much they loved Allah. They prepared to give their life. But no, not just their life. He says, I cry because I've only got one life. I wish I had the number of lives as the hair on my body to give one life after another life after another life for Allah. For the deen of Allah. This was the fikr of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum ajma'in. The king is astonished. He tells him that if you kiss my forehead, then I will release you and all your companions. And so he kisses the king. Because he understands the value of his brothers. He has love for them. And they go back to Medina. And when the Kar Guzari, the report is given, then Umar radiallahu anhu orders that every single person in Medina kiss his forehead. My dear respected brothers, this was Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. They had full yaqeen in Allah. They had full yaqeen in Akhirat. They had love of Allah. And they understood that how Rasulullah s.a.w. sacrificed and had this pain of the hidayat of mankind. This was their pain. That's why they were prepared to give their lives. They were prepared to sacrifice their lives. Sacrifice their company of their beloved spouses. The comfort of their homes. Leave behind their children. It was this type of sacrifice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted as a means of hidayat of the entire mankind. That's why we see today when we go and look for the graves of Sahaba, they are all over the world. We were in Pakistan now a few weeks back, and they were telling us in Bahawalpur, we were in Multan, not far from there, a few hundred kilometers, 1 hour's drive, they said the graves of Sahaba are buried there. In the whole, they say, probably in the whole of Pakistan, there's quite a few graves of Sahaba. Sahaba went throughout the world. They went right to China. The grave of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he's in Istanbul. Graves of Sahaba are spread throughout the world. In Amwas, alone 30,000 Sahaba buried in the Jordan Valley. This was a sacrifice they gave for the deen of Allah to come alive. So inshallah, my dear brothers, every Friday night, alhamdulillah, this Shab Guzari starts from the time of Asr and ends at the time of Ishraq. The whole object of this is to create this concern, create this worry, the fikr for the hidayat of mankind. How deen can come alive. First of all in my life, and how deen can spread throughout the world. Like this, jamaats are moving, going from country to country, place to place. Right now in Pakistan, alhamdulillah, there are approximately 33 brothers, some three brothers, two just returned a night before, coming back from 4 months, going out in the path of Allah, youngsters, having everything in front of them of this dunya, making that qurbani, leaving their homes, leaving behind their parents, going out in the path of Allah to learn this work. So my dear brothers, after Maghrib Salah, a more detailed talk will be given and tashkil will get made also. Let us make niyat. If you haven't made niyat to stay, we said we only came for Asr, let us make it stood at least for the Maghrib Bayan. And those of us who don't stay very far, there's a few minutes left, let us go bring our bedding and come and spend the night here. My dear brothers, this Shab Guzari is such a amal that takes place. We are very fortunate in our country, in our city. We are allowed to have these gatherings. This permission is not granted to everywhere in the world. And this type of majma we don't see everywhere in the world. So let us appreciate these gatherings, appreciate this opportunity to be in these gatherings and participate. And let us make niyat that I myself, Allah, you accept me. It's a time of acceptance. The time of the Asr, they say on a Friday, after Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the du'as of a person. Let us engage in dhikr, in du'a, and ask Allah, Ya Allah, I haven't thought of it. I've never given it thought, but Ya Allah, you accept me. Ya Allah, accept me, accept my entire life, and accept my entire progeny for this deen. We all do this, inshallah. Jazakallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah, brothers should complete their tasbihat, Quran tilawat, and also engage in dua, inshallah. Keep the sanctity of the masjid. This is the house of Allah. We should respect it. Do not raise our voices. These are a few moments of acceptance. The month of Ramadan has passed. These are also Mubarak days, the days of Hajj. So also let us engage in dhikr and dua, and also sit for the program. Come immediately after Maghrib, after the Nafil Salah, the Sunnah. come quickly, as closely to the member as possible.